Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to another incredible episode of your favourite podcast, Husband and Life.
Lifeline.
I am Standish Child.
I'm Kelechi, and together
we are the Chatfikas. What's going on, babe? How are you?
I'm good. It's good. Mother's Day.
Hey.
It's my day.
Is it?
Filming on Monday.
Is it? Oh, is it? Happy Mother's Day, I tell.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
All those great moms out there doing bits.
Enjoy your day. Hope you have a great time with family.
Amazing.
Today I was reminded quite aggressively that I am a mother. I'm trying to have a shower, minding my business. Soaping up, getting fresh, getting clean. Had just little feet coming in.
Yep.
Happy Mother's Day, Mummy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. No privacy today.
Thank you.
No privacy, but thank you. And then she proceeded to just have a big poo.
Hey.
Whilst I was showering. I was like, welcome to motherhood.
That is hilarious.
Welcome to motherhood, because there's like two other toilets in this house.
I was about to say, there's three toilets in there. So why she chose that one?
Why she chose that one to come and give me smells. And then she just left. She just flushed toilet, washer has and left. And left me with the smell. And I was like, wow, this is, yeah, I'm a mom.
Listen, it's the gift. She's your gift. You know, she's your gift. You gave, you know, she's the gift. She keeps on giving.
She keeps giving every day.
You know, man, you gave her life and she gave you poo.
She gave me smells
on Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day, just to remind me that I'm a mom.
You're mom. This is your gift, mate. So what you do with your gift, yes, this is sometimes it happens like this, which means into what we're talking about today.
Yes. What are we talking about today?
So I was listening to the radio the other day, and there was a segment, and I heard someone talk about, am I the arsehole here, pretty much? Am I the dickhead here for being upset, that I bought my fiancé some flowers?
Fiancé.
She had a hard day at work.
Yes.
So I bought her some flowers. I say, oh, you've been working hard. There you go. There's some flowers. Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Exactly.
It's a very nice gesture. I like flowers.
Do you know? I know. So, he bought the flowers for her.
Yes.
And he gave her the flowers. Oh, she was like, oh, nice. Thank you so much, darling.
As you should.
As you should. Yeah. And then she took the flowers and she left them on the table.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So my guy didn't think about it. And then 2 days later, comes down and he's like, yeah, why are the flowers still on?
The flowers are still on the table.
On the table. Did I do something to upset you? What's going on?
2 days.
Yes, for 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah. And she was like, you gave me the flowers, then it's your responsibility to put them away and put them in a vase. Now you're expecting me to put them together and then put them in a vase like we have just here for the flowers I got for my wife. You want that? You expecting me to do that? No, I'm not doing it.
Hold on. He bought the flowers.
He been working hard.
I want to give you some flowers just to show you that I recognize your hard work and you're tired and we love you.
Yes.
And then she left the flowers on the table for 2 days.
Yes, because you're making me do work after work. You said I've been working hard. Now you're making me do more work.
Wow. Okay, wait. We need to unpack it because do work. You're just putting some flowers in a vase, babes.
Hey.
Like, what the hell? What? Water?
Yes.
Food for the flowers?
It's already there, fam.
You put it in clip and you put it in the water and
done.
Then you put the flowers in.
Finito.
Done. Like, how is that difficult?
10 seconds.
Why didn't she say, could you put them in some water for me, please? Communication.
No. See, exactly that communication.
If you didn't want to do it yourself, you could have said, oh, thanks, babes. Can you put them in some water for me, please?
Exactly. But nah, she left them there and literally, so my guy was just shocked. Like, yo, I thought you liked these flowers. You said you like this gift, but I'm coming back and it's still here.
This is my thing, yeah. So now that she's done that, that's a red flag, by the way. Now that she's done that, he's never going to buy her flowers again.
No.
Just to FYI.
No,
because she's so ungrateful. she's just so ungrateful, like ridiculously.
Hey.
Like, I don't even understand why you would do such a thing. It takes 2 seconds to put flowers in some water and keep them alive for the next 7 days. Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. And you can't even just say, oh, thanks for the gesture. You know, I'm glad that you're thinking of me. I'm glad that you see me working hard.
No.
None of that. It's just like, oh, why are you trying to make me do more work?
Yeah, you're making me do work. You're making me...
This is a fiancé. Someone you're going to marry. This is someone fiancé. That you put a ring on.
Yeah. So the call. So they left it out to the callers.
Oh, let's hear what people
said. And the callers were like, "Mate, women were calling. Like, I can't believe she said she did this.
Would call
she
as well.
Is so wrong for
so
this.
Wrong.
She is just. It's outrageous.
Outrageous.
And then one lady was like, "Actually, I agree with her.
No.
Because she's said to you, obviously, she's had a hard day at work. Now you're making her come home and do admin.
That woman's stupid.
I'm telling you. I wanted to call. I almost called that day. I said, this is a single person opinion.
It's a single. Someone is not in a relationship.
giving
okay?
you this advice. But what?
Because no. My guy bought flowers.
Yeah.
Do you know?
He didn't.
Listen, most girls can't even get a call back. Okay, can't even get a text back. Okay, the guy only texts you when he wants something.
Exactly.
Right. My guy has put a ring on it and said, "This, you're my person, and I want to be with you forever."
Yeah.
And I've acknowledged that you had a hard time this week.
Yeah.
Let me just show you that I appreciate you. And instead of you acknowledging that and saying thanks, babes, thanks for being my support system.
Yeah.
You've said, you're adding more work to
my
life.
More work.
Instead of saying, babes, I'm so tired, please.
Yeah.
Do you mind just putting them in some water for me, please?
Because now my guy's going to be like, oh, baby, you know, you're going to pull out a Miley Cyrus tune, fam. You can buy your own flowers.
Because I ain't buying them
I'm buying them for you.
All the gestures that he was thinking about doing in the future.
Yeah.
God.
So listen, God. There was the one voice note was the one that sent me over the edge. And this was so accurate.
Yeah.
My guy was like, listen, yeah. When his Cockney accent, listen, mate, yeah.
I love that. <them.
laughs> You need to sack her off, yeah? I know she's your fiance, but trust me, you save yourself a lot of money in divorce in a few years, mate. Get rid.
Before it's too late.
Because trust me, if she's doing this about flowers.
What are we going to do when we have children?
Bruh,
when we have problems?
When we have problems.
What if you have a car crash?
This is a gift. Literally, that's
so
what my guy went
to
do. Iran.
There's so many levels to it. There's so many levels. Like, it's just flowers, you know.
Flowers. Imagine.
This is what happens. This is that thing when you do something nice for someone
and
it backfires on you.
This is what they say. No. I was trying to be nice. Don't try to be nice, bro.
I was trying to be considerate.
That's it.
And here we are arguing about flowers.
That I got for you a gift, fam. That you were grateful for. You were like, oh, yes, thank you. And then just, you make him do admin.
She's in the wrong. He's not the asshole. She's the asshole, big time, with a capital A. And she should have communicated that she didn't want to put them in the flowers. Even if you just said, you know what? I don't even want to do this. I don't want to put them in flowers. Can you put them in flowers for me?
Yeah.
It would have been no problem. Argument would never have happened.
The communication, isn't it?
And I think, she's set herself up for no more gifts.
That's how you set yourself up for no more gifts.
Because we know you have to have an attitude of gratitude, okay? When things come your way, you said, thank you. Look at God, okay? That's what we say. And we enjoy and we celebrate. We don't say, I wanted it like this, though. Oh, this is not how I wanted it, though.
Bruh.
That means that you ain't gonna get it ever again.
Ever.
That's all I'm saying.
Ciao. That's not happening. Mm-mm. You know?
So yeah.
Who's right and who's wronger in this situation? Yeah. What do you lot think? Because I know this is so.
It's gonna get worse for her.
Do you know what I mean? She's wronger. It's gonna get worse. There's gonna be no gifting happening for her.
He's gonna save all his money, all his coins. Bruh. In his pocket.
Oh my God.
And I don't know how they're going to get married because.
Nah, you're going to do like get rid, mate. It ain't going to work out for you. Nope.
It's not going to work out, mate.
That's funny. So, yes, guys, please comment, like, and let us know really what you think about this because this is just outrageous behavior.
You've got to have an attitude of gratitude, guys. Remember that. When things come your way, celebrate it.
Okay.
Say, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
My gosh. But yes, make sure you like, subscribe, tell us what you think in the comments, and thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Bye.